Hello and welcome back to the MedCurity Podcast, where we help you and your organization become more compliant and more secure against all of the risks and vulnerabilities out there to protected health information and your data. We have been, over the last 2 weeks, going over the new HHS updates and quick overview of the cybersecurity performance goals. They are a strategic framework designed to help healthcare entities and organizations protect themselves against digital threats, the increasing number of digital threats that have been prevalent over the last couple of years, and essentially aiming at enhancing the overall cybersecurity posture of the healthcare industry at large. We have been going over the essential cybersecurity performance goals. Quick overview again, there are the essential and the enhanced, essential being the bedrock and the foundation of a cybersecurity protection plan, and the enhanced being a more advanced set of procedures and protocols. So we've gone through the first four last week. We will continue on this week. So the fifth goal that is listed in the essential cybersecurity performance goals is strong encryption over your data. So identifying and encrypting highly sensitive information, ensuring that it is protected both while it is being stored as well as being transmitted. This can look like end-to-end encryption, selecting specific encryption protocols, like the Advanced Encryption Standard, which is highly recommended, as well as managing encryption keys wisely and developing a comprehensive policy for managing these encryption keys. Cybersecurity performance goal number six is revoking credentials for departing workforce members. This is a big one. A lot of people forget to do that, forget to take away access to employees that no longer work for the organization. And that is a big vulnerability and risk. And so ensuring that you do that is, well, it makes sense that it's a bedrock and foundational goal. Cybersecurity performance goal number seven, basic incident planning and preparedness. So this is being prepared in the unfortunate event of a cybersecurity incident or attack. What this kind of looks like is creating a detailed incident response plan, which actually we will be hosting a webinar on in the next month or two. So stay tuned for that. Other tips around this, establishing a dedicated team responsible for responding to cybersecurity incidents. This could be your IT team, this could be your practice manager. Having clear communication protocols around that, which would be a preparedness plan, and regularly training internal staff members on the do's and the don'ts around cybersecurity. CPG number eight, having unique credentials for your staff. The idea here is simple, making sure that everybody has their own set of login credentials, regularly updating those login credentials, so changing your password often, as well as enabling two-factor authentication for login systems within your healthcare organization. Cybersecurity performance goal number nine is having separate user and privileged accounts. This is part of something we would go over in a security risk analysis. So if that's not something you have done yet, feel free to reach out. We can help you out with that. But what this looks like is having policies and procedures around limiting access to need-to-know information to those who need to know it. Not giving everybody in your organization the same level of access to different types of protected health information. This minimizes risk of leakage of information, etc. So overall, increases a streamlined access to protected health information and minimizes risk of mistakes. Cybersecurity performance goal CPG number 10 is vendor/supplier cybersecurity requirements. Organizations today work with so many different vendors or suppliers, also known as business associates. And so ensuring that those business associates and vendors or suppliers are committed to cybersecurity as well. Protected health information that they access is super important, especially since when we share data and or integrate systems with vendors, those security gaps of theirs can become our own. And so choosing vendors that understand and meet these cybersecurity requirements, or helping to educate them so that they do is extremely important and will be increasingly extremely important as the years go on. So that is 10 cybersecurity performance goals that are outlined in the HHS updates. Thanks for joining us these last 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks. As we go over these, we will start going over the enhanced goals in the next 2 weeks. But by now, you should have a solid understanding of the basics and the foundation of a proper cybersecurity strategy for your organization. Again, feel free to reach out. This is what we do. We can help you out with this as well. Stay tuned in the next couple weeks as we start to explore the more advanced version.